Good morning. We will now call to order the Tuesday, October 18th, 2016 meeting of the Milwaukee County Committee on Finance and Audit to discuss our budget. This is a public hearing. Madam Clerk, please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Supervisors Wasserman.
Here.
Mayo Sr.
Present.
Johnson Jr.
Here.
Haas.
Here.
Moore Omokunde.
Excused.
Taylor Tu.
Present.
Madam Chairwoman.
Present.
There are 6 members present. We have a quorum.
All right. So we'd like for you to take note that members of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors who are not members of this committee may attend this meeting to participate or to gather information. Therefore, notice is given that this meeting may constitute a meeting of the county board and/or a meeting of one or more of the county board's other committees, commissions, or task force, although no action will be taken at this meeting by the county board or any of its committees, commissions, or task forces. We will begin the public hearing. We are allowing for 3 minutes of testimony. We do have sign language interpretation available. Is there anyone here who needs sign language interpretation? All right, I don't see anyone. We would like to thank you guys for being here anyway. All right, again, our limiting testimony to 3 minutes. Stefan, who's in the back, will be timing you, and he'll be holding up a card to let you know that you're there. Everyone who wishes to speak should fill out a blue card, which our wonderful county clerk or Stefan are handing out next to the door. So if you do wish to speak, please fill out a blue card, and they'll make sure that we get you. All right, so the first card that I have is from Scott Slasky.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning.
County Board members.
Thank you.
My name is Scott Slasky. I'm a constituent of Madam Chairwoman West District.
Thank you.
And I'm here about two things. One is the wheel tax. The wheel tax actually, when I look at the district that I live in, according to the last census, we have the highest number of undocumented residents in my district in the state of Wisconsin. We also have the highest number of registered vehicles in the state of Wisconsin. So if the tax is going to be inevitable, I would propose that in order to register a vehicle in the county of Milwaukee, you have to be legally here in order to register a vehicle. Because now I'm 55 years old, I have a perfect FICO score of 800, excuse me. I own my own home, and I am paying the same auto insurance with a perfect driving record as a 16-year-old kid from Waukesha because of the area that I live in, and that's ridiculous. So other than that, I am kind of against the wheel tax. $60 is kind of a steep fine against taxpayers in this county. That being said, my second thing would be about the sheriff's budget. Here we have a sheriff who, which has the right to go around the country campaigning for a candidate, but in the meantime, he's suing this county unsuccessfully at least 5 times, racking up over $500,000 in private attorney fees. Now, my county supervisor says that she wants the deputies to have more money in their pockets for the sheriff's department, but he's not using that money for that. And $500,000 could go a long way to help repair some of the problems that we have in the county. So I wish that, you know, you would think of those things when you do your budget. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No. No. All right. The next card that I have is from James Maycott. Macon, I'm sorry, I know your name. James Macon, everybody knows James Macon. All right.
How you doing, supervisors?
My issue is
with the wheel tax. You know, as a president of the transit union, it can't help our people, but it would hurt the community. And that's something that I'm not agreeing with. $60 is very high. Right now, people already is not riding around with insurance because they can't pay insurance. Now you're going to run into a situation where people not even going to register their cars. You know, and that's ridiculous. I wish the county executive would have fought for transportation like he did the Bucks Arena, because people keep forgetting that's what made the budget the highest it is, because we got to pay for the Bucks Arena. Don't get it wrong. I am a Bucks fan. But I wish he would do fighting for the county much he did for the Bucks Arena, and we won't be in the hole that we are. You know, you talking about being a BRT in here. I'm against the BRT. The reason I'm against the BRT, because right now we may not have the funding for the green and the blue line. You know, now you talking about bringing something else in that we got to find funding for. Let's work on the projects we have now. Then we can talk about bringing something back in. So right now, this wheel tax, I will definitely speak against. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Our next card is from Gordon Scar.
Difficult for the people behind me to hear as sitting here listening to the previous speakers. We can hear you, but we have difficulty in the audience hearing what people at this microphone are saying. So I just thought I would make people aware of that. Okay. My name's Gordon Scari. I'm a lifelong City of Milwaukee resident. I live in Supervisor Cullen's district. My reason for speaking today is against the wheel tax. I'm not crazy about it in any way or shape or form, and I'd like to offer a suggestion to the board as to how they might be able to save possibly $7 or $8 million on Abley's budget for 2017, and that is by not implementing the East-West BRT, and that savings would be through the infrastructure and maintenance of that BRT. As a resident in the area where the BRT would travel, I would like to point out that the person who represented the county at various meetings took information and questions where I happen to be residing at, which is through the Blue Mountain Heights Neighborhood Association. Now, that covers from Holly to 76th, from I-94 to West Blue Mountain Road, but only on the south side of West Blue Mountain Road, because that is predominantly City of Milwaukee, and I'm a City of Milwaukee resident. At that meeting, Brian, and I don't remember his last name, was trying to give us information on June 13th of what the BRT would entail. But until the federal government had a input into what the proposal was being submitted by the county, he wouldn't give us, nor could he give us details, as he said, on the BRT, because there are too many vague pieces that are hanging out there. So over an hour and a quarter, we listened to him present the BRT on a very limited basis. And so therefore, when it came to what the constituents had heard, the 40 in attendance, 38 of us voted against having the BRT be created, or especially run down the route that it's been chosen for. Now, when it came to two other neighborhood associations that were west of the Wisconsin Avenue Miller Valley Bridge, two of them were successful in getting the route change. One was Story Hill, to get it off of Blue Mountain Road, starting at the Humane Society, going over to Holly Road. So it's now going down Wisconsin Avenue, and that makes sense to me because it's a divided boulevard. Now, when it came to the Tulsa residents who live on Wisconsin Avenue west of Holly Road, they were successful in making sure that that route wasn't used, and therefore Blue Mountain Road was the final choice because State Street had been thrown out earlier. So it was something where the people on the south side of Blue Mountain Road who attended this meeting were against the BRT. I have no idea what's happening on the north side of the street, because that's Luigi Smith's district, and I'm not in contact with them. But the other thing I would like to offer as an alternative to the BRT is the Gold Line. Right now, from Cass in Wisconsin, west to 87th and Watertown Plank Road, the schedule reads 33 minutes. The BRT was supposed to save 8 minutes in one direction. Wipe out some stops along that route, you'll save 8 minutes, and you won't have this congestion that's going to occur on Blue Mountain Road because of dedicated traffic lane, and you're going to have the civilian cars that are not going to be able to ride in that lane, all backed up from, you name it, Miller Park area west to as far west as you choose to go. The BRT is a joke, and I'd like to suggest that the county could save money on not implementing that of $7 and $8 million, especially if the wheel tax is not implemented or reduced. I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. All right, the next card I have is from Robert Piotrowski.
is Robert Puchalski, and I'm here to complain about the budget. This is where I think it should go to, because it's not doing anything good. That 25%, $25 wheel tax, I got three cars on my block that are from out of state. They don't pay any wheel tax. If you do a flat tax on the county, where you get all the people coming to the stadium and get them to pay for some of this stuff. Look at when Chicago comes in here and plays when you have almost a sellout crowd. Look at all the people that come from Waukesha in here to see the game. Look how many people come downtown for Summerfest. Look how many people go to the Performing Arts Center that don't live in the city of Milwaukee. If you do a flat tax, it would be a lot better and make more money than what this $25 wheel tax is. I was driving here, I saw six cars that didn't have license plates. So what are you going to do about that? I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I'm already paying a $20 wheel tax for the city of Milwaukee. You're going to put a $25 one on there? Or 60? A $60 wheel tax, that's for baloney. And then you're going to do the senior pass, you're going to make them pay a quarter for each time they take the bus, and then they transfer to another bus, they have to pay another quarter. You're going to get people to move out of this city. And if you put this wheel tax on there, I'll be the first one to move out, because I can. This $60 wheel tax is for crazy. Get the people that come into the city. Look at the expressways, how they're packed up all the time from all these people coming in from the suburbs. They buy food here. They pay for parking here. Put a tax on all that stuff. And not just the county. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. We should note that the suburbs are actually in Milwaukee County. Al Glassenap?
Good morning, I'm Al Glassenap. I'm here on the wheel tax. I have three vehicles. I have a truck, a car, and a motorcycle. Motorcycles cannot be driven all year round, but I'm going to pay $60 to keep it stored in my garage. I have a car I take out twice a year. I got to pay $60 to drive that around, and it only goes out twice a year. That's kind of ridiculous when you don't use the vehicles. There's a lot of other vehicles out there that don't pay any taxes. Years ago, we used to have to buy a license plate for a bicycle, sell license plates for bicycles again. A lot of kids out there are getting hurt, and a lot of people just drive around on the sidewalks anywhere they want. There's no restriction on a bicycle. And if you give them a tax on that or a license plate, you'll get more money in on that. All I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Roberto Escamilla II.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am, as you see on the card, I'm a member of the Wisconsin Council on Physical Disabilities. I'm also a member of the Long-Term Care Advisory Council. These are citizen committees that are appointed by the governor. I just want to say the two things that are relevant that we have on this budget. One in particular I'm very concerned about, we are concerned about, is one is the availability of caretakers, one. The other one is transportation. And right now, with the situation with the Go Pass, I find very disheartening. Not because it is going to be defunded or basically gone away with, the Go Pass. basically rumors of this, but basically it should have never been free in the first place. It used to be, the Go Pass used to be half fare. Now, I can say as a physically handicapped person, I make, and I'm going to put this on the record, Nat, I make only $15,000 a year. I have an apartment, I have food on the table, and I have clothes on my back. Necessary needs of my life. Thank God he provides. But I sit there and I say, nothing in this life is free. Nothing in this life is free. And I say to you, council members, the one way you can basically get out of this $4 million hole that you have dug yourself into is now, as a physically handicapped, now look, I'm getting less than the poverty level. The poverty level is around 23, 24,000. I'm making less than that, and yet I'm able to make it here. I use the services. I have them at my disposal as a physically handicapped person, but I don't abuse them. I was told that by my advisor at the Transit Plus. He says, you don't abuse it. You use it for what you need to. But the problem is, I pay. I know I have to pay. There's nothing wrong with asking us as people with disabilities to maybe contribute. I don't know where this political correctness is that somehow we're bludgeoning or being cruel to the disabled if we dare to ask them to pay. Now, like I said, I make less than the poverty level, way less, and yet I pay. There is no excuse. No excuse whatsoever for you as public servants, and that's what you are, servants. Not rulers, not kings, not potentates, you are servants. Just to be able to ask us, and we don't want to be treated differently. We want to be treated all the same. I see a wrap-up on there by the chairman, but I just want to say this. Just feel free to ask us to pay, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Escamilla. If we could just, if I could just, because I think there's a couple people here to speak on the Go Pass very quickly. The Go Pass is not being it's not being put up for elimination. I don't know how that rumor got out. We had that item before us the other day. But just so that we're clear, we're actually, in the county executive's proposed budget, they would ask for income qualifiers, and you would qualify for it based on your income, your disability, your age. So it just adds some layers, which maybe it should have had since the beginning, just to clear that up. All right, Jenny Von Helms from the Salvation Army.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here from the Salvation Army, but I'm also representing the Shelter and Transitional Housing Task Force. And I did want to talk about the GoPass because we do support a modified means-tested GoPass for disabled and seniors without means. So I'm glad to see that that is being considered. But I just wanted to share a story from one of our clients to tell you what this service actually means to people. Someone who's currently in our emergency shelter has said that he uses it for job searches, for looking for apartments. He uses the GoPass to pick up his kindergartner from school because there's no transportation provided. And the Go Pass helps him get to work whenever he's called in and also helps him see his doctor. What the Go Pass means to him, it means life. It's the only way he has to get around. He wouldn't have a way to take his son to school or any activities. He can keep up with his health because there was not having transportation meant that he couldn't get to see his doctor. It's put him on the road to self-sufficiency. He says he can take the son to the doctor, to school, to go wherever he needs to do. He said this is one less struggle. And again, this is somebody currently living in our emergency shelter. I think the Go Pass has been wonderful for clients who would qualify under the means testing. And it also helps our agencies who have to put significant amounts of money towards transportation to get clients where they need to go. I'd like to end on a note to thank the county board and staff for their continued support of the shelter system and also for your efforts in helping end homelessness in our community. Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right. I do have one last card. So again, if there's anyone here who desires to be heard, you can fill out the blue card and give it to the county clerk or to Stefan, and they'll make sure that we get it. Otherwise, this is our last card, and it is a repeat from Robert Piotrowski regarding bus rapid transit.
I spoke earlier, and I forgot one topic with this rapid bus system out to the county health center. I think that's a total waste of money. Somebody else spoke about it, and I agree with him. They did a Channel 6 or 12 or one of those did a study on how long it would take to get out there by the bus with this rapid transit bus that you have or proposing, that it would take just as long as what it take less time using your car. And people that are in a hurry will use their car instead of this rapid bus system that you're doing, which you're going to limit lines, which makes the travel on those roads even smaller. It's bad enough with the rush hour that's in there with the limited lanes that are open because of the bicycle lanes and everything. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. One more time, we have concluded. We have no more cards. So if there's anybody who wishes to be heard, please raise your hand and they'll take you a blue card. All right, there is no one else that's here that wishes to be heard. All right, thank you very much for being here. We are adjourned.